2. Grenzenlos hören. Hörspielpool. Große Produktionen zum Herunterladen. Mehr Informationen unter www.bayern2.de.
Some people in Amsterdam ask me how it's different there. How is living in where you're from different from here in Amsterdam? Here, I have 3 churches ringing their bells every 30 minutes. Also there, in my old house, I had a dog. this dog, he died bitten by another dog of ours. There, I had a dog who didn't like me. I made him sleep with me in the bed. I pulled him toward me, and the dog resisted. He pushed against my chest with his forelegs. Then I would pull him toward my chest until his elbows collapsed. Sometimes my father made him sleep in the toilet so that he learned to shit and piss there. My father, he was a strict man. When he needed anything, he would ring the bell to call me.
I told you not to show your butt. Let her go this way. I told you not to look down. Hand. Hand.
Vous devez en accepter. Vous devez en accepter. Vous devez en accepter toutes les conséquences nécessaires.
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 Vous devez en accepter toutes les conséquences nécessaires. Vous devez en accepter toutes les conséquences nécessaires.
Necessaire. forgotten gesture, the additional act, the forgotten gesture, the additional act, the forgotten gesture, the additional act, the forgotten gesture, the additional act.
Quaking aspen, Lake Tahoe.
There's a man, and he looks like a normal person with his eyes. But when he opens his mouth, I realize he has only one tooth, a very big white tooth coming from the whole part of his upper gum. Coming down all the way and growing in to the lower part of the gum, blocking his mouth. So when he's trying to talk, his tongue is flipping around inside. But his tooth is soundproof, so no one can hear from outside. There's a dog. It's a very pretty, frail dog. It's very skinny because all of his weight is concentrated in his fat tail. Especially at the tip of his tail, so he cannot go anywhere. So when he's trying to walk, the tip of his tail becomes a center
of the path that he walks, which is a circle. I see a woman in her profile. And it looks like she's wearing a beautiful pearl tiara, like a white necklace around her head. So I go up to her to ask her, "Where'd you get the tiara?" And I realize they're not a tiara, but her eyeballs connected to each other. She says when she's sad, she cries from one of her eyes. When she's very sad, she cries from all of her eyes, making herself very, very wet. This is a fox. It's a very pretty fox. But his eyeballs are asymmetrical, still looking at the same direction all the time. His teeth are growing very fast and very sharp to the opposite side of the cheek, and sometimes piercing through the skin, making itself bleed. When he's walking in the forest, he not only makes footsteps like this, but we see the two trails of blood flanking the footsteps. This man has eyes that look like dots, like this. And his nose, nostrils also look like dots. And his mouth as well. To make the matter worse, he has other dots all around his face. So this is very confusing, because when you're trying to talk to him, you want to locate his eyes, but you don't know where they are, which are this one and this one. I know a man who cannot pronounce the letter P. So when he wants to make a sentence that starts with a P, he takes out a metal cap that has holes shaped like a P, and then say, "Edgar, Edgar, Icha. I want a slice of Icha. This is a man. He doesn't like to talk. looking at the ocean. This is my head from the back. And this is my shoulder. Like this. And from far away, I see two dots. And as I get closer to the shore, and the waves come closer to me, I realize that they're not dots, but tips of two people's head drowned in the ocean. I go under the ocean to see who they are, and they're no other than my mother and my father, down in the ocean. So as the waves fluctuate up and down, their body fluctuates up and down, sometimes showing the whole faces, and sometimes just showing the tips of their head.
Oh, To cook for him, but now he cooks for himself.
Now he cooks for himself.
have an eyelid that only lets me see only to the kneecap of people. So in a forest I see hunters running around, but I see dog's face. So I'm more familiar with dogs and people's kneecaps and foot. Usually dogs are barking and they're sniffing. They run around first, and then after a while, hunters go. I see necks of the ducks that are being shot, moving back and forth. And the dead duck's neck, head, sweeping through some berries in the bushes, right? And sometimes one of the branches hits the duck's eye when the hunter is carrying the duck upside down. The branch pokes the eye out and is next to the berries. And a person comes, a little kid comes and says, "Oh, look at these berries, look at these berries, look at these berries." And what is that? What is that? And they get closer and closer and they see what looks like an eye. But they cannot possibly imagine that I would be growing out of a tree. And I saw this with my eyelid.